My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
If today's show had a three-word slogan, it'd be real green food.
We get real tasty and real-life eating advice from the Cooking Channel's uber expert, supermodel, and supermom, Ellie Krieger.
Then put your feet up for a tweet up. We're taking a look at healthy living in the kitchen with the awesome editor of Twitter's weekly KB Tribe Chat, Stacey Garcia.
And we head out to the farm for delicious delicacies from fabulous farmer Lee Jones.
So get your guts ready because we're stocked up with real green food.
Today on My Fix It Up Life. Okay, here's a riddle. What goes out of the box and onto your house and makes a huge difference in curb appeal?
That's easy. You're talking ready-to-install Fypon polyurethane trim and molding for outside and inside your home.
Louvers, ceiling medallions, decorative millwork, even column wraps and shutters. Best of all, anyone can install them, even you, Mark.
Even me, Teresa. So head to Fypon.com to discover more than 2,700 durable Fypon moldings that'll make your home a showpiece.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa.
Yeah.
And our healthy appetites for real green slogans. I love those slogans.
That's like the slowest thing ever, Mark.
I love those things. They're all over the place. Now I'm trying to think of one and I can't.
There is nothing to be thought about because it's all about our bellies today. We're talking about really good, yummy, healthy food.
I love healthy food.
I love healthy food too. And I could use a really good snack, but you know what?
Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know?
No, speaking about snacks, because I snack, I swear, I have a mid-morning snack every day. And, you know, I think a lot of people do, but now I know a lot of people do because I was reading this
because
article.
Because you called them?
In USA Today that is written by one of our guests that we're having on our show today, Ellie Krieger. And she writes that on any given day, 90% of us eat between meals. So 90% of us snack, which totally makes sense because have you seen the snack food aisles at the grocery store?
Yes.
Kind of ridiculous, right?
Kind of. There's a million different things.
Well, and it says that we eat twice the number of snacks now than we did 30 years ago. And that's according to the USDA Agriculture Research Service. And also, the USDA says that snacks provide a third of our empty calories we eat every day, which kind of makes sense because a lot of the snacks that you find in the snack food aisle really aren't so good for you. And one of the tips that we got from one, what was that? I can't even remember what guest we had on who said you need to shop the perimeter of the store.
I do not remember who said that.
Yes.
I can say that factually.
Do you remember?
No idea.
Do you remember that we were talking about that? You want to shop around the store and not on the in the side, the middle of the store because, oh, I know who it was. It was Robert Irvine. I think it was.
Yeah, that guy's not too about his health.
He's, like, insanely about his health. But, you know,
shop the perimeter of the store.
Yes. Maybe it was. I don't even know. But, like, if you shop around the outside of the store, you mostly have, like, the dairy
produce,
food,
dairy,
the fish,
deli, meat and fish,
yes,
et cetera.
But, you know, grocery stores are getting sneaky, though, because they have, like, little snacky foods with all the good stuff, too. So, like, they'll have, like, the caramel dip, you know, next to the apples.
Sure, it's like the merchandising at a big box store where you go to the lumber portion, but there's 50,000 tape measures hanging there. You're like, yeah, I could use a tape measure.
I could use 5,000 or 7,000 tape measures.
I could use 5,000 or 7,000. Look at that box of screws. I'm running out of drywall screws.
Well, I'm pretty excited to talk to Ellie today because she's got some tips for, you know, trying to snack healthier is what I'm trying to say. So she's got some tips for how to snack healthier. And I think it's really important, you know, because snacking is kind of an important way of trying to maintain a healthy weight. So you never get, like, too hungry, and then you're like, oh, nom, 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 nom.
I'm sorry. Could you
like
say that
Monster.
Again? Is that a technical term?
Sometimes...
Hey, Ellie, could you get with us earlier for that technical num 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 num?
Because that's like the Cookie Monster thing, which I always think of, you know, when I get really super hungry, is like Cookie Monster taking all those cookies and just like shoving them in his puppet mouth.
Puppet mouth.
And then I'm like, where do all those little cookie crumbs go?
Now, doesn't he actually eat them. Now I have to remember back 500 years.
He just like throws
them around. They're just getting crushed and thrown everywhere.
Yes, they do.
That's a good snacking tip. If you just crush it in your mouth and spit it out, you get the taste, you get exercise, and then you get double exercise because you have to clean it up.
I think he just sort of like crumbs it on his face. I don't know if it's like a cookie facial, you know, Cookie Monster's facial.
Well, I wonder what our next guest, Farmer Lee Jones, would have to say about that.
You know, I love Farmer Lee Jones, and, you know, you might not recognize his name, but you, if you're a Food Network fan, you've seen him on TV.
Yes.
And, like, he's got the little red bow tie. Like, it's in the overalls.
Yeah, or the giant red overalls. I mean, blue overalls, rather.
Giant red overalls?
Yeah, I got the tie and the overalls mixed up. The small and the big... Farmer Lee Jones,
Mark is your new fashion consultant.
Yeah. Iron Chef Judge.
Iron Chef Judge. That would be awesome. Now, I'm pretty excited to talk to him about gardening this spring, because one of the big questions I think a lot of people have is, what do I do? Because there really wasn't much of a winter.
That's right. So we'll get some great tips from him, and we'll check in with Stacy Garcia from Twitter's KB Tribe Chat.
And that's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today. Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Spent from the loss of another and looking for escape.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and I found it. I found her.
You found me?
Found the love of my life.
Oh.
I'm glad you had to check your phone while I said that.
I didn't check my phone.
Did I get a Twitter on that?
No. I'm gonna update my Facebook status right now. It says, my husband likes me.
I might have to actually stop the show in case I get a friend request on Facebook.
I don't think you're going to get any friend requests right now, but it's Fix It Up Fine time, and I'd like to go first.
I know you would. I can see it in your eyes.
Why don't
Please
we go
do.
Every other? I'll go one, you go one. Deal?
Sounds fabulous.
Sounds fabulous. You know what? I have to share a fabulous thing with you.
Okay.
That has made me really happy. And you know what? Happy wife, happy.
Happy wife, happy wife.
Happy life for the husbands. Now, this is something that one of my girlfriends nagged me and nagged me and nagged me and reminded me and told me I had to join this website.
Is this repetition.net?
No, but you kind of get the sense, because this happened over the course of about a year.
Okay.
So there's this website. It's called Just Fabulous, okay? And what it is it's a personal shopper website. Okay. So for everybody
explain
who
that to me.
Can't afford to have, like, Rachel Zoe or have, you know, somebody fabulous being your personal stylist and... you know, going through all the lookbooks and pulling all the different styles and that'll look good on you and, you know, like the colors you like and the, you know, shapes and everything. Let me tell you, fabulous, because it's a personal shopper. You have to actually go through and answer a bunch of questions. So it's kind of like being at the eye doctor where they say one or two.
Okay.
This one or this one. Which one's better?
Okay.
But you do that for, like, cute things, like a peep-toe sandal. Or, like, you know, a really cute ballet flat. They're like, do you like this, like, you know, fun little bow, you know, peep toe shoe, or do you like this other one? You go through them and say, which one do you like better? Which one do you like better for all these different styles?
Okay.
And then it
I'm
has
ask
like
a silly
profile on you.
I'm going to ask a silly question.
What's that?
Shoes only or no. All different?
There's shoes. There's some clothes, but it's shoes, bags, and accessories mostly.
Some people call those accessories.
I don't. So anyway, so you go through the whole thing, and then it has like sort of a profile of what you like, what colors, what shapes, what forms, what styles. And then what it does is it emails you.
Okay.
And it's already pre-selected different things that it thinks you'll like. And you know what? I like the things that they send to me that they think that I might like. And the best part, now think about it. Stuff that you might like that they might send you, you're like, oh, it's going to be too expensive. What? $40. $39.95 for everything that I've seen so far.
Well, is there a budget thing that you go in, or is it just the looks?
A budget?
Well, you said it comes back. They're all affordable.
They're all $39.95.
Okay, so there's no price range question
that
you check out.
The price range is between $39.95 and $39.95.
Okay. We're having a Mars-Venus moment. Moving on. So,
the necklace, the pair of shoes, the handbag, they're all $39.95. Everything is.
I understand.
I haven't seen a different price yet.
Okay.
So it's pretty awesome because you know that what you're going to see is something that isn't ridiculously expensive and that it's probably something you're going to like too.
Excellent. Well, I think that's super cool for the 99.9% of people in the world who can't afford a celebrity personal shopper.
Yeah, I would love a celebrity personal shopper. I mean, that would be fabulous because I've read, you know, in the past that people like Madonna, they wear an outfit once because they get the season's clothes from all the designers. So if you get like the season's clothes every season from
right.
all the designers, you have so many clothes to pick from. Why would you have to wear anything more than once?
I wear a pair of Carhartts once, and then I put them in my paper shredder.
You wear the same pants basically every day.
Got so many pairs of these things. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like you have like the same ensemble every day.
Oh, ensemble.
There you go.
Yeah. I say ensemble.
So what's your find? Because I've got another find I want to get to.
Oh, well, yeah. And I'm going to switch it up. I had a kitchen house healthy focused one. I'm going to switch it up. Grease Monkey Gorilla Grip Gloves. I found those at my personal shopper when I was shopping personally.
Yes.
They're awesome.
Now, they're Gorilla Grip?
That's right.
What does that mean with their Gorilla Grip?
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
But they're 100% nylon gloves, so they literally fit like super, super tight without squeezing your hands. And there's no like sewed seam at the fingertips. So you can pick up a single nail.
Is it like Under Armour?
Is it like Under Armour?
You know, super tight fitting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They're form fitting is a better way to put it. Because
okay.
they're not constricting your hands.
Okay.
The fabric stretches around all different size hands. And I have small hands, so it's hard for me to find gloves. So then you can articulate and pick little things up.
Articulate.
Tight.
Most people say articulate, and then you talking about speaking. You're talking about
you can articulate
your fingers,
your digits. Yes. And you can I can tie my shoes with them on. I've also worn them running so they keep you warm enough, but they're not like steaming hot. And they have the best what I call grip and slip.
All right. Colors.
I've only seen them in black.
Oh, that makes sense. You're a big fan of black.
It's just what was for sale. If they had them in pink, I'd get them because they're awesome.
You would get them in pink?
Maybe not.
I think you
would. My hands thank me for it, though.
Okay. So where can we find out more information about them?
You can visit GorillaGripGloves.com.
I will totally do that. You know what I want to talk about?
Please.
We have just less than a minute left to talk about my next find.
I hope there's enough seconds in that minute. Go.
And I want to tell you how stylish our windows are for this season.
You do?
Yes. Because Pantone came out. They come
oh,
out.
Oh, you with, love this.
With the color trends.
Yes.
Yeah, the 10 colors for spring.
Yeah.
And one of those colors is the color of our windows. Driftwood.
Yes.
So we picked out these windows, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yep. Before driftwood was even a real color.
It was a real color when we got our windows. But you know, it was kind of a newer thing. Like, a lot of people, like, I didn't see a lot of colors available in Windows back then. So we, you know, wanted to get something that was a little bit, you know, different. So we got Driftwood. But for the next few months, our windows are totally on trend with what you're seeing on the runways and in the stores.
And for the next few seconds, we'll be taking a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And I'm going outside. I'm going to the farm.
You're going to the farm?
Where are my bibs?
You know, you kind of would like to have a tractor, wouldn't you?
And by kind of, you mean, where's my tractor?
Yeah.
And I don't even need a reason. I just want the tractor.
Yeah, I'm kind of more like a city mouse than, you know, than you.
Well, I would plow my way to your front door.
You would totally, yeah.
Or backhoe or whatever. Whatever's on a tractor. And perhaps I should.
That's so romantic,
yes,
too.
And I should dial it back to see how effective that would be with our guest, who is a real farmer, Farmer Lee Jones from the Chef's Table. Are you with us, Lee?
I am. Good afternoon.
Well, I'm, you know, so excited to talk to you.
They say that they say the difference between men and boys is the size of their toys, and I think a tractor would be perfect for you, Mark.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
He voted for the tractor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, when you get on a tractor in your daily life, and we realize that you're doing all kinds of different things, what tractor are you on?
Well, John Deere, of course.
Nicely played.
And, you know, there's a big there's big rivalries between the red paint and the green paint out in our neck of the woods. There's people that are diehard John Deere and diehard Farmall.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole world I don't know about.
Now, do you have one of those traditional style tractors with the two little roller skate wheels in the front and the two giant bulldozer wheels in the back? Or are we talking about a different piece of equipment?
No, we've got them all. I mean, I have the tractor that I used. I'm the oldest in the family, and by the time I was 6 years old, I was part of the workforce. And so we have that tractor that I used when I was a kid, and that's got the tricycle front end and then the big wheels in the back. It's a two-cylinder John Deere A, and I wouldn't take $10,000 for it, and it's probably only worth about $1,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Does it run? Do you use it on the farm?
Well, sure. Yeah. You know, the old stuff we can work on. It doesn't have the computers on it, and we know how to fix those.
Really?
I love that.
Yeah, you're just fantasizing about what kind of tractor you want to get. We don't have the property to sort of hold a tractor. He also wants to get all kinds of other kinds of equipment, too, that just won't make sense for our lawn.
Oh, no. Sure. You can't have a tractor without a plow and then a wagon to haul kids and, you know. Oh. It's just, that's just the beginning. It's kind of like an addiction, you know?
Well, I'll get in my new dump truck that I'm going to go buy now, and I'll be out there in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Wasn't it like a CXT or what is that thing that you wanted to get that our like car could fit inside, could drive inside of,
oh,
too?
That thing was spectacular.
Yeah.
It was this
sounds pretty cool. Yeah. And you know, you can't just have one tractor. You know, once you get one, you'll have to have the second one.
That's right. That's right. We agree on everything.
I'm so nervous right now.
She really is.
I was going to say that I really want to, because Mark got a chance to come out there last year and meet you, and I was so enjoying the vegetables that we got from your farm, but like I don't even want to go there now because I'm afraid that like
there's a whole different dynamic.
There's
now,
something happening now that about the tractors and all the stuff that I'm afraid that Mark's going to move us to a farm.
Maybe what
call
we
me
should
later, Mark. I know where there's a good farm sale where there's a couple tractors for sale. So.
No.
Maybe to keep.
Hey, you know we do have a home delivery now where the listeners can actually go to FarmerJonesFarm.com and order Veg of the Week and Veg of the Month, and we can deliver it right to their home. It's kind of
that
a cool thing. It's really been taking off.
That is a really good Mother's Day present, Mark.
That is awesome because from earth to table, I hope I got that right, is
right,
the way you
right
guys kind of roll out there, and the products that you create are just succulent. So that is super cool because they usually go to restaurants and people can't get them unless they go to the restaurant.
Well, it's something kind of new for us. We've had demand over the years, and of course, everything is seasonal, and we think there's just such a natural rhythm to what we eat. And so, you know, this time of the year, we're finishing up with things that we stored in the root cellar, and it's just like what you may remember a grandmother having a root cellar where they stored things in down below, because if you go 54 inches deep, you stay 54 degrees year-round. And so you can actually store them without using any refrigeration. And so we're finishing up on root crop, and it's just in time because we're harvesting ramps, and asparagus has spoken up through the ground a little bit. And we're picking wintered over spinach that we actually call ice spinach, much like ice wine. It's pretty cool stuff.
Wow.
Wow, that sounds really cool. Well, I have to ask, you know, is there a vegetable or something that you guys sell that people order that you're like, let's see if people will buy it, like regular people will buy it on your website at FarmerJonesFarm.com, and like it totally took off and just like you were surprised that people are really digging? Haha.
No pun intended. You know, there's one of the most underrated vegetables in America, I believe, is the kohlrabi. KOHL-RABI. And of course, 30 years ago, you know, farmers markets were at a historic low, but I was privileged to get to meet so many European descendants that moved into the Cleveland area. You know, we're so rich in ethnic diversity there, and a lot of the European people, that's the way they shopped every day. They went and got their fresh bread and their meat and their vegetables daily. And so they love the farmers markets, and they love kohlrabi. And a lot of the younger generations don't know what it is, and it's truly one of the most underrated vegetables that I think people are always pleasantly surprised when they get that in a box. I can remember specifically one day standing and with Wolfgang Puck, and we're chatting, and he reached over and grabbed a kohlrabi and just started eating it just like an apple, uncooked, just, you know, right out of the field. Just grabbed it, and they're amazing. They're, you know, we grow them in a green variety and a purple, and they're just an absolutely amazing vegetable.
That's one of the things I liked about the box that we got from you guys is that it was just gorgeous. Like, I was just so happy cooking with all of those vegetables because the colors were just gorgeous.
Yeah, sort of in a non-manufactured way.
Yes.
Like a mallard, male mallard duck has all these different colors.
You go to duck.
So could sort of pull out, but the blend of reality, unedited reality, I guess, really you could tell the difference.
well, you really can. And, you know, I think that sometimes some of the things come, and maybe it's not something that they're used to ordering all the time. But, you know, there's no wrong answer or wrong way to cook them. I mean, you get them out and play with them, and it really allows people to use their creativity. And some of them are great just as a raw veg that they can munch on. And if you've got that stuff around, you're going to eat that instead of all the wrong stuff. You know, I heard an old-timer tell me one time, there's no such thing as junk food. It's either junk or it's food. And this is about real food for real people.
That is so true.
Home run.
Now, junk food, okay. That makes me think of kids. Now, is there, you know, we try to get our 10-year-old involved in, like, planting flowers and doing some basic gardening.
Great.
At our house. But is there, you know, we don't grow vegetables. And something that I kind of have always wanted to do, but we've never, ever tried before. Now, is there something that would be sort of age appropriate for her to be involved with, for her to do as a 10-year-old to start doing vegetables?
Absolutely. And the thing that I would do right off of the bat is let them be involved in that decision-making process. Take them to that local landscaper or a garden place that you go to for your plants and walk through and let them look at the pictures of the different vegetables and let them be part of the process of picking. And maybe they're going to surprise you if they'd like to try and grow a cabbage or a cucumber or a tomato. But when they get to be part of that process and take ownership of selecting it and then getting to help plant it and take care of it and cultivate and nurture it and watch it grow, then they're going to be much more excited in getting to try it. And then it's up to you to make sure that, you know, whatever way you create it for them, that it tastes good and they get a chance to try something new.
I like that idea. I think we'll have to take Lexi and we'll have to pick something out. Because she planted tulips, and they just came in bloom. And she was like a little, like, NFL cheerleader. She was so excited that they were in bloom. Like, she was out of her mind.
Oh, yeah. She probably planted 50 of them.
Yes. She worked really hard.
And they are in bloom. And this actually raises a question, especially for those of us who've lived through the Northeast winter of 2011, 2012, that never got here.
Right.
Yeah, do you see anything as far as planting advice, or because we're sort of backed up on the calendar?
Well, there are certain things that can be planted safely this time of year. And our soil temperature is about, you know, 50% ahead of where it was a year ago at this same time. We're almost 1 month ahead. But there are things like the peas, the carrots, the beets, the spinach, the lettuces, the radishes, all love cold temperatures. And any of those are safe to plant right now. You're not going to, even if we get some frost, they're going to be okay. The things that are more sensitive to the frost, the tomatoes, the peppers, the eggplants, the cucumbers, the melons, you're either going to have to put caps over and protect them if you plant them early. But I think you're better to keep those inside and continue to keep them growing and wait until you get closer to that May 12th, May 15th date. But it's full go right now to start planting in the gardens. Cabbages, kales are all good right now. Collards, any of the greens, they can all be planted now.
Now, you're kind of making me hungry. And I know that you have friends that are, you know, just wildly well-known chefs around the country. Now, I'm curious what you're planning to have for lunch today.
Well,
do you know what you're going to have for lunch today?
You know what? Mm-hmm. We're finally starting to pick a little bit of the asparagus. There's not enough yet to really go out and pick enough to sell, but there's enough for us to eat. And so I'll go out to the asparagus patch, pick enough for Mary and I. We'll take it in, put the water on, and we'll steam that asparagus. And we'll have fresh asparagus and a spinach salad, and that'll be lunch.
I'm almost tearing up. You know, the idea of Mark owning a tractor, if he would go out and do that for me, I'm okay with that now. I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
And I would do
you know,
that if I could
think you should eat asparagus 3 times a day when it's in season, and then we should lust for it for 10 more months when it's out of season.
You should, you know, you can't
eat
make
what's
this
in season.
Up. Trying to paint the word picture. She's fanning herself with her hands. And she is in heaven right now. And
wow.
Oh, yeah. This is real. We're just going to sit here for a while, Lee.
See, I love food. I'm like a food person, and I'm a vegetarian. And, you know, Mark eats to be healthy. He eats to have energy. And, you know, the taste and the texture and everything doesn't really move him. But it moves me in a way that he just has – he'll never understand.
Yeah, for example, I'm not crying in this interview.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I want to say, too, that, you know, you guys have an annual event every summer. And for anybody else out there that food moves you the way that it moves me, you have to go and you have to check it out. It's in July every year. It's July 21st. The food and
That's
wine
right.
celebration. And we have to go to break.
So check out.
Oh, no.
We do.
So go to FarmerJonesFarm.com. Order some yummy vegetables. Check them out on Facebook, The Chef's Garden. Follow them on Twitter, at Farmer Lee Jones. And we're going to break. We'll be back in just a minute with more.
My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Mark, we're getting a lot of questions about windows.
It's true, and I'm telling everyone to visit Simonson.com for the answers. They have tons of free materials and everything from lead-safe window replacement details to understanding condensation in their homes.
You'll also find help in figuring out the best time to replace your windows and how to select vinyl windows that add to your home's curb appeal.
Just visit Simonson.com for all the answers to your window questions. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. Tip the kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we are rocking it today. Healthy, green.
Yes.
Kitchen.
Healthy green and not even a little bit mean, I have to say. You're being a really nice guy today. I'm going to give you a lot of husband points.
Oh, good. I'll go to my chart of husband points.
Put a little star in the refrigerator.
And then as quickly as possible, segue to our guest who I hope is still waiting for us, Ellie Krieger from the Cooking Channel and Food Network's hit show Healthy Appetite. Are you with us, Ellie?
I'm right here. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I am doing wonderful. And I was talking about early in our show today about an article I saw from you in USA Today about snacking.
Yes.
And I want
What'd
to tell you,
you
that I had a healthy snack today. I had some almonds. I was a really good girl.
One of my favorite snacks ever.
Okay, so what are your favorite snacks ever?
So I really do love almonds.
Mm-hmm.
I love, you know what, I think what's really important is to keep a snack. I just had a little snack myself here. I just had a little hard-boiled egg and an orange.
Mm.
So I like to, you know, the thing is we just kind of over-snack, I think. I feel like people, and this is what the article addresses, that people just snack constantly. And I think it's kind of an issue. I mean, my daughter, you know, was doing a soccer practice, and she ran almost 10 minutes, and she probably got about 1,000 calories worth of snacks on the sidelines from the different parents.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's an issue, and I think we can snack in a smart way. So things like nuts and having just a handful of them, I like to put them in little baggies so that I can kind of portion control it. Or you can put them in, like, a mint container to get the right portion. Yeah.
That's reusable and fun, too.
That's a curiously strong almond. Just think, that's the Altoid slogan.
Exactly. I get you. I get you. Yeah. Exactly. That's actually the perfect size container for about an ounce of almonds. So that's perfect. And having that, and having things like fruit and vegetables at snack time, sometimes just simply an apple or an orange can get you through the afternoon. It doesn't have to be, I think we have a feeling like it has to be a big snack somehow.
Yeah, I saw somewhere, somebody said to us at one point recently, is that if you're not hungry enough to eat an apple, you're probably not hungry enough to have, like, you know, a cupcake or something like that for a snack. So
right, yeah, they say that's the apple test.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's a great idea. You know, if you're, especially in the evening when we become, like, kind of peckish and we just, maybe it's boredom, maybe it's loneliness or frustration or whatever, but we're sitting there and we feel like we want to eat, and I think the apple test can really come in handy there.
Sure.
If you're not in the mood for a piece of fruit, if that's not going to cut it, then clearly there's something else going on.
That is so for sure.
That's a really great test. And, you know, another thing that distracts us is, like you, we're parents. And we have to, like, there's a diaper. Oh, there's a thing. There's the, what paper do I sign? Next thing you know, you're like, I am starving.
Right. So not planning. And that's, you know, that's definitely a big issue that we really do need to think ahead. And I always recommend to keep, you know, just a well-stocked pantry so that even if you don't have time to go shopping, even if you're, ideally you want to be not thinking about dinner at 5 o'clock at night. You know, you want to think about it a little bit earlier or the day before what you're going to have. But if it comes down to it, you know that you can pull things out of your pantry, out of your freezer, that you can whip up a healthy meal and delicious meal that's quick, because it needs to be delicious. You know, I mean, I'm a food lover first. I'm a registered dietitian. But really come to it from a place where I love food, and it has to be both delicious and healthy. And I'm a mom, too, and busy, crazy all the time. Uh-huh. And how do you get dinner on the table, you know, in a way that's going to make everybody happy? And it's completely possible.
Well, here's a question for you that years ago when I worked in a job where I could take my lunch, I would make all my lunches on Sunday afternoon. It saved me like 2 hours a week doing it every day.
That's
by
so
the way.
Cute too.
Of course,
I can see you doing that with all your little stacks of things.
Oh yeah. Of course, I had a little, you know, Chrysler building of ham and cheese sandwiches in my refrigerator for the whole week. But do you get any? Do you recommend in any way like preparing meals so that they're ready to go?
Oh yeah, actually. So my current book is called Comfort Food Fix, but the one I did, which is amazing, it's just all your favorite comfort foods, everything you could possibly think of. The book I did before that is called So Easy, and basically what I do is I have a really great chapter in that book called Lunch on the Go, and basically I tested every recipe in that chapter in a cooler pack for 6 hours.
Oh.
To make sure that it tasted just as good 6 hours later, that it wasn't soggy. I'm thinking those ham sandwiches you made might have been a little soggy at the end of the week.
strong possibility, Ellie. Strong, really strong possibility there. I don't do it anymore because they were gross.
But I think doing things in advance, like cutting up vegetables and having them in baggies or in, you know, airtight containers in the fridge so that you can just grab and go and make a lunch really fast, that's really key. That's really key stuff, having pre-washed greens, things like that. But in this book, So Easy, I did have a whole chapter in there of basically lunches like that you can, you know, plan ahead, pack ahead, that are going to be good after they've been in the cooler pack for 6 hours. And I think it's a really great strategy, because simply making food for yourself instead of doing takeout, instead of grabbing a pizza or whatever, is going to make a huge difference in how you eat ultimately.
Well,
and be cheaper.
That's a great point. And two, it's a great segue, because I saw you on CNN and what is it, Road Warriors?
Yeah, and
I love that, Road Warriors. It always fascinates me.
That's on Robin Mead's show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Morning Headline News. So I saw you there, and we travel a lot, and airports have a great supply of pizza, vending machines, and bad air. And And so for those of us who are on business travel or vacation travel or whatever, can you give us just a few tips about managing our food intake there?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing, and this is something I talk about in the segment for Road Warriors, is I think it's your frame of mind. So right away, you got to give yourself a little mental adjustment. You don't have to be perfect. And I think what happens is that we get into this thing of perfect or bust. So it's either we're having our oatmeal with flaxseed and soy milk or whatever, or, oh, well, can't have that. May as well get a gigantic cinnamon bun for 1,000 calories. I think it becomes very much a thing of extremes in our lives, and I think that is a trap. So right away, think, okay, I'm in a situation. How am I going to make the best of it, even if I can't be perfect? So at an airport, there is salad with chicken on it. There is yogurt. There are nuts and raisins, even if you just have a second to run into to the magazine section of the airport. So there are options, and more, they're doing a much better job in airports of making healthier options and better quality options available.
There really are, because I hunt them down because I'm a vegetarian, too. So I'm always, like, sneaking in to try to find that, like, the little refrigerators that have, you know, the
fruit cups.
Yes. And they're there, but you really do have to try to...
You gotta want what's in there.
You have to really try hard to find them because, it's, like, the Cinnabon stuff is just, like... It's like Vegas strip mall kind of thing. It's just like, please eat me. I'm huge and delicious. And
yes. Right. I think that sense of just giving up makes you go there more likely. Whereas if you're not giving up, if you're thinking like, I'm going to do my best to find something healthy, you will most likely find something. I've traveled all around the country and even the world, and there's maybe in the past 5 years been one airport where I honestly felt completely stuck.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's comforting.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And the thing is, I always pack something. I make my energy bars, which are killer. They're so good. And I make like batches of them and freeze them and individually wrap them.
You're making them yourself.
Well, I like my recipe.
So you can
buy some if you want, but
so
I like to make my own.
The recipe.
I know that they're not going to have too much sugar in them and just really good ingredients. And I think I have that on my website, the energy bar recipe, actually.
Oh, we're going to so go to your website as soon as we finish talking with you. Everyone else can go there, too, elliekrieger.com. And I have to ask you, so you're standing on the sidelines, and your kid comes off the soccer field, and there's all of that gooey, like, snack food stuff. And, like, what do you do? Like, you're standing there. Are you, like, cringing inside and not saying anything? Or are you, like... just, you know, planning what you're going to do the next soccer practice.
Or are you like, I'm that mom, and...
Yeah. You know what I do? My daughter is 9 years old, and since she was old enough to kind of get it, to understand, I said to her, you can have some kind of sweet and junk food, basically, sweet every day. But here's your budget, like 150 calories worth. And I don't have my daughter counting calories or anything in general. But for this, I found it really, really helpful to say, okay, you can have 150 calories, which is basically about 10% of her caloric needs for the day. Okay, that's a perfect allotment. And you can spend that budget however you want. So if you want a soda, even though it horrifies me personally, if you want a soda, you can have that, but then that's your 150 right there.
Wow.
But it really put the power in her hands, and it's been incredibly effective. So that after soccer, if she wants to have a donut, she can have a donut, but then she's kind of done with sweets for the day.
That's really good.
And she really, you know, she gets it, and she's able to make those decisions, so it becomes less stressful for me having to be the bad guy all the time. And then I'll say, oh, here, I brought this healthy snack. Here's a yogurt. You can have this and have dessert later if you want, or whatever. And it just becomes a skill that I think I'm teaching her of how to cope with these decisions that we ultimately all grow up and have to cope with.
That is, I mean, can I applaud right now?
Yes, you can. You can stand up and applaud.
My mom taught me sort of similar kind of thing. And that's great, and it did stick with me.
Yes. It has stuck with you, and we're trying to pass it along to our kids, too.
Well, I'm sure you are doing a great job of that. How old are yours?
We have a 10-year-old, and we have a 3-year-old.
Oh, wow.
So we try the same thing kind of thing with our 10-year-old. She's got such a sweet tooth. It's just ridiculous. So
does my daughter. She loves candy.
Yes.
It really does.
Yes. And she's got sort of that reaction whenever we go to the mall. It just feels like she has to have a soft pretzel. Like, it's just, you know.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the smell that comes out of Cinnabon should be regulated by the FDA, because that's like you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, I do.
That makes me want to go there.
It's delicious smelling, and it's delicious tasting. I think they have mini ones now, too, which is like, that kind of helps to just be able to have a little.
It smells good, but it doesn't feel good on the inside after you eat it, though.
Neither does having to take a break.
No, it doesn't. So you have to go to elliekrieger.com. You have to check her out on Facebook and follow her on Twitter, because we do. And we'll
Thank
be back
you.
In just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
What a perfect night to dine with the stars. Hit the lawn in the park, looking sharp, walking with your blue dress on.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simonton vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simonton Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa, and I feel like
you feel like what?
I feel like raising a panel.
Raising a panel? Do you mean like a panel discussion?
Oh, panel discussion. Who can get to that?
Or like a panel in your kitchen. Or what do you like to put those two things together?
Which would be like a cope and stick.
It would be like a cope and stick. Or it would be like a Twitter chat. About kitchens.
Or it would be just like that.
It would be just like that. And there's this really cool Twitter chat that I check out almost every week. It's on Wednesdays. I think it's at 2 o'clock East Coast time.
East Coast.
And you
know, it comes from the West Coast.
It comes from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast and all around the world. And you know, there's some really interesting topics. And it seems like everybody in the kitchen and design world is tweeting. You know, it's KB Tribe Chat, and so we have invited the creator of KB Tribe Chat on our show. Are you there, Stacey?
I'm here. Thank you.
I'm so excited to talk to you because I have been checking out your you know, your Twitter chat every week, and it's almost a whole year old.
Yes, thank you. We started in April 2011.
That is so cool. And I am, like, it's exciting, too, because I was reading about you, and you have a family-owned cabinet-making company in California, and that you're leading the charge of all of these really cool industry discussions is, like, so awesome.
Yeah. I started on Twitter, and before long, I was talking with our hardware rep, Hafla, our laminate rep for Micah Brand, a lot of appliances, and they started saying, we are the KB tribe, we're the kitchen and bath people on Twitter, and we should have a chat, so I did it.
That is so neat. You know, because sometimes, like, I would kind of expect it to be like a Formica that would kind of, you know, like a PR pro that would be kind of trying to create something like this, and that that it came out from you, it makes it even more exciting because it's from, you know, from the real world.
Right. I didn't want to just be on Twitter just to say, hey, you know, we have a great looking cabinet in our shop today or whatever the news of the day. I wanted to make it something more and we have a really good group and it's fun to organize what we're going to talk about and have an hour every Wednesday where we can get together and have fun.
And you guys talk about everything from, like, trends in kitchens and, you know, you ask some really cool questions. And then what happens, and people who aren't familiar with Twitter, is that then other people will say, like, Q4, like what question number 4 is, and then answer the question. And so it's just this long stream. So if you search on Wednesday afternoons for the hashtag KB Tribe Chat, you'll see this long discussion. So if you're interested in the kitchen trends out there, you can sort of like see what everybody's sort of weighing in about and what their opinions are. And then some really gorgeous photos too.
Yes. We have a great group. It seems like you said, the who's who of the kitchen and bath industry is on Twitter and they're participating in our chat. And so we one by one let everybody host on whatever their topic of expertise is, and we have really informative discussions that it seems like even us professionals come away with learning something every week.
Now, is there something that you've learned from doing this KB Tribe Chat that has changed something in your business there in California?
Oh, I don't know. Probably. Right off the top of my head, marketing-wise is the main thing that it's changed because I have less time for actual face-to-face, and there's, you know, I've had more online interactions.
Wow.
Even with our brand, even with our sales reps, it just seems like everything's online now.
Well, you know, it's funny, too, coming from the contracting side that I'm more familiar with. Here at My Fix It Up Life, we talk about that a lot with my colleagues, you know, some of whom are, say, carpenters, but they have to be business people, too. That's hard to occupy all those lily pads in the pond all at the same time.
Yes. We are a small custom cabinet shop. We're in Huntington Beach, California. And I'm used to handling a lot of different parts of the business. So this on social media, online marketing, really connecting with other people in the business, is kind of new. But it just seems like as a small business, or even just as business, you need to keep up with the times and change and learn new things.
Wow.
Oh, I don't do that. I'm captain of staying put here at My Fix It Up Life.
He's wearing the same socks he wore 25 years ago. You know, he's just all about being the same.
Somebody's got to stay consistent.
Yes, somebody has to be consistent. So we know sort of how far we've come. We look at Mark and we're like, oh, okay. So we've come pretty far.
That's not entirely true.
I just.
But you are a custom cabinet making shop in California. So I'm going to ask the question that everybody's thinking about right now. Who are your movie star clients? Go ahead.
You can list
you
them
really
in alphabet.
You want to know? Yeah. No, we actually have done work for a lot of famous people, but you know, I don't think they want me to be naming names.
No, I'm asking.
We do nice cabinets and nice homes.
So what do famous people want for cabinets? So that everybody knows what we should be doing in order to strive to be famous.
Everybody wants something different. Mm-hmm. But I would say trends-wise, mm-hmm. that things are simpler, that we are doing less embellishment. You know, not long ago we were doing carved corbels and moldings of all sorts, turnings, you know, and that's kind of subsided. And to more clean lines. But open floor plans are still big. And on our chat, we talk a lot about smaller kitchens and slow home. And I don't see that here in California. I think people like big spaces and big, great room. And would their dream kitchen would not be small. So some of our chats are just even back and forth of what's happening in our different areas, or, you know, there's a lot of different niches in the kitchen and bath business.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, all housing styles are different all around the country. I saw even one time on KB Tribe Chat a timber framer from Vermont who is in the works. And, you know, that really got me thinking, like, you're really reaching out there.
Oh, yeah. I really try to get a wide range of people, and on my shout-outs, I want contractors of all types to hope to catch their eye and want to participate in that we would have a topic at some point that they might want to have a say in. And we have a different group of people every week. It depends on what the topic is and who's available, but we do have a wide range of participants.
That is so cool, because I can imagine it might be tough to get contractors to put down their tools and put down their project and get on Twitter. I know I have a hard time getting my husband, Mark, involved in doing social networking during the day.
It's going to be tough for us to take a break,
which we
have to do now.
So go to GarciaCabinetMakers.com and check out the weekly KB Tribe Chat Wednesday afternoons, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Look.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life.
And I'm coming back inside. It's the end of the show.
It is the end of the show for two reasons. Because the hour's almost done, and because I'm ready for a healthy snack.
That's right. So thank you to Farmer Lee Jones and Ellie Krieger and Stacey Garcia for joining us.
Yes.
And check us out at myfixituplife.com. Send us an email
with your questions and your triumphs. We want to learn from you. We want our projects to be as good as your projects.
Yeah.
And also check us out on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. Post some messages on Facebook.
Download our apps for iPhone and Android. Check out our free stuff, which always rocks.
Yes, it's on our website at myfixituplife.com. And you know what? Grab a healthy snack, and we're out of here. So
we'll be back with more, another episode of My Fix It Up Life.
Into My Fix It Up Life. This is My Fix It Up Life. White dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise and a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that
just a simple